Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, it's Alan Simpson here.
Alan.
Hi, I want to get Ruby Williams singing I Will.
Is that your request?
Yes, please.
Yeah, okay. Here is Robert from the Rhondda.
I wasn't going to talk to you till the last show before Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
But you insulted me off air.
I did?
Yes, you did.
What did I say?
I don't know, some disparaging mark.
About you?
Yes.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
What are you talking about?
You were... I can't remember the exact tone. It wasn't very nice. It was stuff you then.
What are you talking about?
It was a long time ago. Thursday. Oh, when did I phone that? Wednesday. No, Thursday.
Yes, and?
Beginning of the show. You said something insulting. You said, oh, I better not say that about him. I'm giving us insulting.
About what?
Oh, forget about it.
Well, what are you talking about?
You insulted me. It's your act. I understand that.
I insulted you. What did I say?
Well, you didn't exactly say anything. Could you stop yourself?
I didn't say anything. So, hang on a second. You're saying that I insulted you by not saying anything about you. Is that what you're saying?
In a nutshell, yes.
Great.
Are you
I don't remember it.
Are you hearing this?
Yeah, I don't understand it.
So, your complaint is that I didn't say anything...
No, I don't have a complaint.
Right. Well, it sounds like a complaint.
Well, no, you make it a complaint. Can we just shut up and move on?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you come on with this huge attitude saying that I... Yeah, well, you know, take a deep breath.
Mm-hmm.
And hold it.
Right. Shall we start again?
Okay.
Good evening, Nick. How are you?
I'm all right.
Good.
Where is this other page? I'm sure that Stevie Wonder's in here somewhere. Go ahead. Did he just load? Did he just go? Is he gone?
Robert!
He is in a mood. What's the matter with him?
I don't know. It's something that you didn't say about him on Thursday.
Freak. Is that insulting enough? Don't be going out and, you know, drinking a halves of cider and then coming back and taking your aggression out on me, mate. Don't take it out on whoever irritated you tonight.
Well,
perhaps he's not getting any. Maybe that's it.
Well, no, don't start.
Huh?
You're just giving him ammunition now, aren't you?
Ammunition for what? I don't care. Like, he came in, so accused me of insulting him.
Yeah.
And then said, and I'm trying to get to the bottom of it.
And consider
and
this.
And he said that I insulted him by not saying anything.
Absolutely. You didn't say anything. You got upset. Now you have said something, you'll be traumatised.
I don't... Well, you know, if somebody starts giving me grief, if someone starts acting aggressively towards me, then I'm... Then my interest just stopped right there.
Hmm. I can't blame you for that.
Yeah.
After all, I've never acted aggressively toward you. I'm always cheery and bright and have looked up to you as though I might look up to a senior person.
What do you mean by senior?
As in, you know,
old.
Well, if you want to look at it that way, then I suppose you could do.
Great. Nick Abbott. And let's see what we get from... Robert and the Rhondda.
Ah.
I'm sorry about last night.
That's all right.
I had been out, and I was in a very bad mood.
Huh.
But I must protest, I did not hang up. It was my phone cable. I couldn't hear you, so I hung up, fiddled it more, picked the phone up, you were there, you feeded me down.
So why were you in a bad mood there, Robert?
I was... First of all, I couldn't get completely drunk. That was the first problem.
Yeah, so take it out on us.
You couldn't get drunk.
Never mind. I was like halfway there, but I couldn't take no more because I was going to be sick. I was arguing with my friend because he was being a right idiot. Tame words. And, well, I had to pay for a taxi to get home.
Did you puke?
Did I?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Oh.
I never usually do, unless I'm completely drunk. When I was just halfway there. Anyway, let's forget that episode.
Are you telling me that you were trying to get drunk, but you couldn't do it?
Yeah. Well, I was half-kept.
So there was no amount of booze that you were drinking that would actually take you to the place that you wanted to get?
If I had drunk one more sip of cider, which I was on...
Cider? See, now, did I get that right? And how much cider did we drink last night, Robert?
I'm a one-pint wonder.
This is honest.
So I got that right, too.
Yes. It was cheap. It's good.
Yeah.
They should invent a pill, actually, so you don't have to actually drink alcohol. But you get the effects of being drunk.
Oh, they have.
Yeah, but a legal one.
Oh, right.
Anyway, this is my Christmas call.
Is it?
It is, because I shan't be called until... Are you on before New Year?
No, December the 19th.
Right.
We pack
no, next year, no? January. When are you back? I mean, you're going on holiday, you know what happens in radio, but you will be back. Okay.
December the 19th.
Okay. Well, then it's my Christmas and New Year's Eve call.
Great.
So we'll get all in one. But, by the way, have I got news for you? It was 2 weeks ago, Boris Johnson.
Oh, was it? Now, who was last week?
Lisa, she's hysterical, Tarbuck.
Now, I'm assuming you're being sarcastic.
She's quite, actually, irrelevant now, so she didn't do much.
Really, because the show that I've just watched, which is a dim, distant memory for most people, was Boris Johnson doing Have I Got News For You, yeah. And he was the only funny person on that show.
Yeah, he was. There's some comedian I'd never seen before.
No, me either.
The thing about the shoes, I was on the floor with that.
But he was just so funny.
He was.
He was, and he played his character perfectly, this sort of bumbling duffer who can't really quite catch up with the modern world, and it was just very, very funny. Such that nobody else could hold a candle to him for laughs on that programme, including Paul Merton.
Yeah, I think Clive Anderson was supposed to be a trial on that show as well. Because they could try out Clive Anderson at the same time.
Yeah, but being a panellist and actually hosting the show, as we saw when Paul Merton did the hosting, is two completely different things.
But when you see the Lisa Tarbuck episode, you realise it's not. Because she didn't do that much.
Right.
I can't remember who's on this. Oh, Janet Street Porter was carrying most of it in. What's his name?
Well, she's nothing if not loud.
Do you know what she reminds me of?
Hang on, let's figure this out.
Have a think.
Is it one of the Muppets?
Well, she could be described as that.
There goes your clock, mate. It's late.
How close is my clock? That's what?
It's late.
It's three minutes late.
Yeah. It's 3 minutes late.
They've been varnishing the house today.
They've been what, sorry?
Varnishing the house.
Varnishing the house?
Yeah, my floor, if you see on the internet, I think it's been removed now, you can see my floor is made of wood. And so they've been varnishing the wood.
You have pictures on the internet?
Yeah, there's a naked man in my house.
What?
When I was doing this advert, they used my house.
Right. So what? Is there a picture of you on the internet? Can't wait to see that.
There was.
Right.
But I asked the bloke to take it down.
Oh, great. Well.
Never mind. What do you want to see me for? I saw Elizabeth. She's a very attractive woman.
Fine figure of a woman.
There's that passport
right.
Picture of her. I didn't sleep that night.
She's champion swimmer of the year. Like 10 years
I follow her diet very closely.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this bloke is going to send me a video sometime.
Of what?
Of the last ever TVAM. They lost the franchise.
The last ever TVAM?
Yeah. I've got a thing about breakfast television at the moment.
Who are the people that they kept on Rise?
Ooh, the main bloke, rugby looking.
Yeah, Mark Durden Smith.
And that really annoying Scottish girl.
Edith Bowman.
They fired everybody else?
Well, fired and or left. Some people say that...
Because there was the chirpy news guy who used to do children's TV, right?
Yeah, he was on Sky News anyway, so he'll just go back there.
Yeah.
And then there's that Irish chap.
He left.
He left,
I think he left a while ago, didn't he?
Sloppy cattle with him.
And oh, I'm going to hiccup. No, it won't. Okay. So what are they going to do? I mean, what's
going
the point?
Above a shop.
The what?
They're going above a shop in central London. I don't understand. Over
they're not going above. Oh, no, I remember that. Above a shop. Aren't they broadcasting from Whiteley's or something?
They're going to
a shopping centre. Yeah, what's the point of that? They should just put cartoons out. Just put, like, Laurel and Hardy movies or, like, Tom and Jerry and, you know, Happy Days. Laverne and Shirley, they should bring that back. Like, Mork and Mindy. Just take that
stuff. I thought it was going to be a newsy show, but it's just...
What's the point? What is the point of having a news programme in competition with the BBC?
Oh, yeah, what do you think of Natasha?
Who's that?
On the BBC one.
I haven't seen it. I don't watch the breakfast TV anymore because...
You're asleep.
Yeah.
Lucky you.
I know.
I got to take ginseng to wake myself up.
Last Friday I went to bed at 8, and I got up at just past 7 o'clock. It was still dark. Couldn't believe it. Because I never see 7. I wake up at like 8:30 or 9 o'clock when it's light. And I was stunned. It felt like, well, it's the middle of the night. And I realised that most people who've got like proper jobs have to get up when it's still dark, which is utter nightmare. And I can vividly remember I used to work on a station where I had to get up at 4 in the morning when it was always dark. Absolutely hideous.
Oh, yes, I was going to ask you. Have you ever interviewed anybody?
Oh, yeah, loads.
I can't imagine you interviewing someone. You'd be interrupting them or playing some sex.
Yeah, I've interviewed loads of people. I interviewed Dame Shirley Porter.
The council of staple one.
Yeah. And numerous people.
Oh, I'll have to find it on the internet.
Hardly any of whom.
That interview on the internet.
No, they'll have that. Hardly any of whom I can actually remember. But, that's me.
Okay, then.
But anyway.
I'll wish you a Merry Christmas
yes.
and a Happy New Year.
Arrivederci.
Goodbye.
Felicidad, what is it? Navidad Felicidad.
That's
or something.
Yeah.
Bon Noel.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You'll call tomorrow.
Here is...
I have two more to do, by the way.
Huh?
Great.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, let's get one in now.
You are puke. You are the lowest form of life on Earth. You are not even human beings.
And I mean that in a nice way. This is Real Radio. I'm Nick Abbott, and we're at it once again. Let's dive straight in there and see what we get. Here's a call in Leeds. Hello, Martin.
Hi there.
Martin.
Hi. How are you doing?
All right, thanks.
Good. I was just wondering what your musical...
Speaking of high, yeah.
What your musical affiliations are.
No. What my musical affiliations are?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, what kind of stuff are you into? You mentioned Led Zeppelin earlier.
Yeah.
Are you into them?
I'm into them, yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Physical Graffiti, one of my favourite albums of all time. Yeah.
Which one?
Physical Graffiti.
Oh, is it? Right. Yeah, that is a good one.
Yeah. One
what about
best.
the second album?
My interest starts pretty much at Physical Graffiti with Led Zeppelin.
Does it? Right.
Yeah. You have to turn the radio down, mate.
Yeah. Right, I've done it. So your interest starts at Physical Graffiti.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's my favourite album, yeah, let's put it that way.
Right.
I like all of that old 70s rock, like Joe Walsh and, all of that good stuff. But then
no,
like
Rocky
jazz.
Mountain Way.
There you go. Most people go, Joe, who? Joe Walsh is my favourite artist of, this is my first, favourite artist.
Right.
And then I like the stuff that came after that, punk, got a huge punk singles collection.
You should bring some in.
yeah, right. And I like all kinds of music. There isn't a single type of music that I don't like. There are things within that music. It is true. You name a type of music.
Country and Western.
Yeah, how can you not like country and Western? I'm not saying I like everything in it. I'm not that keen on Garth Brooks, for instance.
No.
But there are things that everybody would like in country and
Western. Yeah, he's gone pretty big time, Garth Brooks, hasn't he?
Yeah, just not interested in that.
It's made it a big mainstream country thing.
It's not my thing, man.
Yeah, man.
But, I like old school country, and some new stuff is great, and I like, house and hip-hop, and the new Eminem thing is fantastic. And, indie rock. How can anybody just choose one type of music and say, that's the only thing I like? Or say something ridiculous like, I don't like jazz. That's just insane to me. You know, jazz is such a broad church. It covers like a wide variety of fantastic stuff. And so you hear that a lot. Or I don't like classical music. It's an idiotic thing to say.
There could be exceptions to it.
Exceptions in what respect? Exceptions in... Well, you tell me.
There could be things that people don't like.
Yeah. Things within those categories, but to just say, I don't like an entire category of music is insane.
That's true. Yeah.
So what have you been doing tonight?
I've been out in Leeds Christmas shopping.
Mm. And you're fair jiggered.
Fair jiggered, I would say, yeah. Fair jiggered.
You need to pick me up.
I think so, yeah. Yeah. I need a whiskey and the coffee, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Indeed.
Okay, well, don't let me keep you, all right?
No, what about R.E.M.? R.E.M.?
No, one of my previous jobs, I played, if it wasn't U2, it was R.E.M. Like, every 5 minutes I was playing that band, and I just have, a mental block with them.
With R.E.M.?
Yeah, I don't own any of their records, nor will I ever.
Oh, that's a shame. I saw you two years ago at Leeds University.
Were they far out?
That was before they became demigods.
Right. Hmm.
And they were still pretty good then.
Well, yeah. Bongo's a bit of a burk. It's hard to get
Bongo.
Past that.
Well, I don't know. He's okay. Hmm. He's a good bloke. Anyway,
that's that. Okay, thanks a lot, mate.
Listen, play some...
No.
Dark Side of the Moon.
Dark Side of the Moon, excellent choice, yes.
Led Zeppelin 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Physical Graffiti.
Yeah.
R.E.M.
What about the Camp Classics?
Where the hell are my Judy Garland records, damn it?
Here is what?
I get the distinct impression he's been listening to a lot of Led Zeppelin 4 this evening.
Yeah, I think he's been smoking Led Zeppelin 4 this evening. Here's one in Glasgow. Hello, Michael.
Ah, that's not alcohol. That's just a little tequila, vodka, and cognac.
Oh, that's different. Go ahead.
Yes, just go right ahead. It is the season to be Mary. La 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 la.
Yeah. Before you go any further, by the way,
yes.
Could you press that button?
Oh, well done.
Thanks.
Congratulations. Right out of the trap.
Well, I figured we may as well just come in kicking.
Yeah, might as well do it once right before we go, eh?
As you said.
I'm not ready to start yet. Can you fill?
What would you like me to say? Okay, I'll do an introductory speech, shall I?
See this? A huge amount, but I don't get through any of it.
I bet you do.
Right, the numbers.
Wait a minute.
I'm actually not ready to start. Normally I have all this done. Why isn't all this done, Kev?
I don't know. This is a phone-in hosted by Nick Abbott on Real Radio.
Yes, amazing, isn't it?
If you'd like to have your say about the issues of the day, go elsewhere.
Yeah, call James Well.
Yeah.
Right, the numbers are Scotland, 0845 100 2101.
This could very well be the stupidest person on the face of the earth.
I give you Kev. You're trading Carl by 3 votes.
Oh, yes. I don't mind. He did it for longer than I did.
He's got a bigger one than you have.
I don't know about that.
And what are we talking about?
I don't really much care. Oh, it's something to do with the internet, and how popular you are on the internet. Everybody loves Nick on the internet.
Yeah, I've yelled myself today.
Yeah.
And it's... I'll admit that I haven't really spent much time looking at all those things about me on the net, because people have got together and they bought this domain, which is myname.com, nickabbott.com.
Yeah.
And, because it's kind of embarrassing, looking up yourself on the net.
Mm.
But when you do, it's a bit of an eye-opener. There's 19 pages of topics that people have conversations about this program about. You know, you're a net nerd. You could probably put that in the
I'm
way
not
I can.
A net nerd.
Yes, you are. You're a Star Trekky geeky net
nerd. I'm not a Star Trekky geeky net nerd.
Well, I'm not going to sit here and debate it with you.
I'm not going to debate you, Jerry. Okay. I'm not going to sit here and debate.
Do you mind if I call you Jerry?
I have no problem with that.
Right. And on and on and on they go. And, like, the tiniest little thing, I'll say, well, I don't know, cheese. And then I'll have a conversation about, why did Nick say cheese?
Isn't that ironic? they spend more time talking about the show than we do.
Yeah, I've been listening to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, all sorts of things going on over there.
Huh. Oh, right, yeah. All right, yeah.
But, yes, we've got excellent Christmas material, which I'll be dripping through next week, and then maybe pouring it on you in thick, trickly lumps on Thursday week.
Great.
Mm. All sorts of Christmas songs, and, it'll be marvellous. Can't wait.
Should be a good show, then.
Here is Burstall. Gary. Excellent. Edinburgh, Keith.
Hi, I would like to vote yes to your poll that you're running tonight. I do believe he is a Star Trek geeky net nerd.
Right.
You've got my vote.
Okay.
He's dead.
If only.
Huh.
Shatner, 71, said that Star Trek was a millstone he wore with pride like a necklace. So this is going to be a £30 million Star Trek show, which starts in Hyde Park on the 18th of December. I bet you've never been so happy, you netty, nerdy, tricky geek.
Don't start that again.
What?
But that said, I have already made plans to go. What? You'll go as well. You will go. Because
I'm
it's meant to be
that.
Very good. Apparently it's very good.
Please. What's good about it?
Well, you know, it's...
Stitch.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
All of that. Mm. And more.
I don't think I've got any more. Which more...
Oh, I think you do.
They need to be all in a separate Trekkie page. Trekkie nerdy, geeky Trekkie page.
If you really want.
Yeah. No, I can't come up with anyone. Let's just get on with it. For those of you who didn't hear it the first time.
How many years have you not used that, by the way? I would have thought it was obvious.
Over and over, yeah. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Nick.
Who's this?
It's Ryan.
Hello, Ryan.
How you doing, mate?
Good, thanks.
Good. I saw I ring you up because you had nobody on the line, so I thought, well, I'll just fill in and give you a quick bell.
Excellent. Good for you, mate.
I'm not into Trekkies, to be honest. I'm not into that Star Trek business.
No, that's because you're a grown-up.
No, come on.
No, grown-up. I'm 28.
Oh, yeah, I'm only 28, he says. Yeah. Well, you're quite right. These days, people do tend to grow up a little later. If you're 30, I don't know about you, I still feel... I don't know, what is a man, Kev? And when was the last time you had one?
Now, see, that's not something which I'm prepared to...
To discuss.
Yeah, yeah, that's or right. Something. That didn't sound right.
Pictures of.
Hang on a second. Huh? I resent that remark. There you are.
You resemble that remark.
I don't believe I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Where the hell are my Judy Garland records, dammit?
Where the hell are your Judy Garland records, dammit?
I don't have any. I only have Doris Day.
Are you very sure you're not homosexual?
Absolutely. I'm a married man.
Really? Who's the lucky guy?
Don't start.
Hello, Nick.
Yes, sir.
It's Adam. I'm calling from Harrogate.
Adam, Harrogate. Poshest Harrogate.
Yeah.
How is Betty?
Oh, lovely. Yeah, what have you been up to, mate, before I get on to what I want to say?
You know, this and that.
Oh, right. I've called before, mate. I just wanted to just call and say this is going to be my last call.
Is it?
Not my last call completely, but my last call for last the new year, at any rate.
Oh, right.
So, I really would love you to make the most of it, actually, because... next time I call you'll be in 2003, mate.
Well, let's squeeze you dry then. So what have you been up to?
Me, I haven't been doing a great deal. I've just been chilling out. I've been to a college party tonight.
Chilling and illing?
Yeah.
A college party and you're still, apparently sober.
Well, I haven't had anything to drink tonight. I know there was... We ran out, actually.
You ran out?
What a party!
Yeah, great. So it was just and cheese out. And pineapple on sticks over at your place then, was it?
No, we ran out. Because the party was till 10 o'clock. And we ran out about...
The party was until 10 o'clock?
Yes.
What kind of party is that?
I know, that's what I thought, but still...
No, what kind of party was that? Was it something organised by the college?
It was organised by the Millennium Volunteers Group, which I'm involved in.
And what are they? Some sort of like fascist paramilitary group?
No, they're not. They're a group that was set up, obviously, in the Millennium. Yeah. And what we do is we take part in some of the running of the leisure activities here at the college.
Oh, right. Like I said, the fascist paramilitary group, like the Scouts.
No, we do discos and all sorts.
Just kidding about the Scouts, by the way.
Yeah.
Just a little joke. Discos and all sorts. Banging, slamming, crashing, techno action, I bet, eh?
Can I ask you a question, mate?
Yes.
Well, two questions, actually. The first question is, I was surprised when... You picked up the phone, actually, because I didn't know how
We're doing screenless tonight.
I know you're doing screenless. Yeah. What I'm saying is how you could do it with the 7-second delay being there, you know.
Well, it has to be there, otherwise we wouldn't do it.
No, I know that.
But you can't get your head around how we're speaking live, but we're actually in delay?
No, I know how you're in delay. Right. I know why it's I know how it's run. But what I was saying is I was surprised at how you... I didn't know how you'd be able to do that sort of thing with it being... On a delay, you know.
So you can't get your head around how we're in delay but talking at the same time? Live? Yes.
Well, I know how it's done.
Right, so basically, what we're saying right now goes into a little box, then it comes out the other end 7 seconds later.
Yeah. Also, you gave me a surprise. You surprised me.
Yes.
With your musical thing the other week.
Thing. It's never been described in those terms before, but I'll take that as a compliment.
You joy hammer.
Oh, right.
Your musical taste, you told me that you were getting quite into the streets music.
I bought it as soon as it came out.
Because I've got a couple of their songs. I've not bought the album, but I know a friend at our school that's got the album.
But you know, you know someone who does, right? I see.
Yeah, I mean, I know what you think.
Friends
of
Dorothy things, aren't they? I understand.
Mm-hmm. No, well, I've not actually got. I've heard. Well, how come it's not on your format, mate? I'm shocked. This is great.
Have you been sucking helium tonight?
Yeah, I'm just happy because I've been at a party.
HAPPY. Well, I'm glad to know it. And remember that you can't say happiness without saying. Say it.
I'm not going to say it.
Nick Abbott's late night phone-in on Real Radio.
Let's go with. Oh, it's Rufus.
Nick, how are you tonight?
I'm super, thanks.
Nick, what a show tonight. It's like a montage for the socially dysfunctional. Honest to God. Oh, but Nick, I have to fall out with you.
Oh, good.
I mean, what did you say about Dale?
Oh, yeah, Dale Winton. Mm-hmm.
It was less than complimentary, Nick. Do you know, I mean, the guy, he's had an uphill struggle for years with his appearance. And... I need to ask you a question, Nick. Are you ready?
Yes.
If you weren't the testosterone-filled, thrusting, pelvic example of humanity that you are, would you consider getting under the scalpel if it all started to go wrong? I know you probably can't imagine that, because if anybody could see you, you're just... You're like Arnold Schwarzenegger on a good day, do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Thanks, Carol. Listen, are you still on?
Yes, I am now, yeah.
How much weight did that woman's pussy lose? You read it out earlier on.
Oh, good Lord.
It was almost a whole stone.
Unbelievable, Nick. And, I mean, see my house? I've got a room dedicated to Dale. I've got Dale wallpaper, Dale everything in it, candelabras, the lot. I've even got the toilet paper holder's a Dale picture as well. And it's a shrine to the guy... So don't say anything bad about him again, because it upsets a certain part of your listenership, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
And do you remember Death was on for Glasgow and he said in his fantasy world you'd be psychoanalyst or something?
Something like that, yeah.
In my fantasy world you'd be dressed as a firefighter, chasing me round the bedroom with your big hose in your hand. And when you catch me, I get to polish your helmet. What about that, Nick?
Oh.
Night, night, everybody!
That's all.
It's a Die Hard song.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Right, so, is there any reason why you're leaving?
It's because it's the season to be jolly. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
I mean, do you think about this when you're, like, away?
Yeah, that's right. Every waking moment.
I mean, are you going to miss Elizabeth from Cheddar and often in the, who can't get laid? And
often in the middle of my most intimate moments, yeah. As a delaying procedure. No, mate, I can't say that I do. You know, every now and again, Well, I thought we'd be honest. Yes, I will miss them. And I will miss this. But I won't miss going to bed at 2.
Hmm.
That I won't.
Right. So what are you going to do? Are you going to get a house in the countryside or something like that?
I plan to sit a lot. I plan to take holiday. Because I haven't really taken a holiday this year. I've been working. Well, that's not true. I was going to working my little socks off.
Mm.
But that's not really true. 3 hours a day just talking to people isn't really working. But it takes it out of you. I mean, you couldn't do this for more than
You're socialising.
Huh?
You're socialising.
By
talking to
people. I suppose so, yeah. It's like I'm working the crowd.
Yes. So, I mean, I hope you don't mind me asking this, but what's your age again?
What's my age? 42. Yeah.
Do people not retire at, like, 60? I mean, are you going into early retirement?
Well, usually.
Well, people retire at 60, principally because they can't afford to retire at 42. If everybody could afford to retire at 42, then they would. Am I right, Kev?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If you could afford to retire at 20, you would.
Well, I'm heading towards 30 with my fingers crossed.
Cool. So, I wish you a Merry Christmas and
a Happy New
Year.
Excellent.
And I hope that your retirement works out for you and you just live out your days. Okay.
Live out my days biting my toenails and sucking the fluff out of my
daughter. And watching Discovery Channel.
Oh, I know. Something to look forward to. All right. Thanks a lot, mate.
Merry Christmas.
Ta-ta. People think I'm kidding about that as well.
Hmm. No, I think it'll be... I'm
half serious.
You'll become a lady of leisure. It'll be wonderful.
I could actually do that.
Mm.
I could actually do that.
Yeah, well, it looks increasingly like you're going to.
I mean, I'm not ruling it out.
No.
But if something, you know, there's no easier way to make money than radio. Well, actually, that's not true. No, that's actually not true. If I'd waited for radio to make my fortune, I would still be poor.
Mm.
And that's true. Fortunately, I haven't.
Hmm.
But it's funded the... so without it, I wouldn't have been able to do it. But I've earned way more. I've earned way more
what you're saying is,
radio.
God bless radio. But
yeah,
not too
that's
much.
Right.
Hmm.
So, you know, if something comes along, then yeah. But I'm not going to... I can, if in 5 years' time I'm not doing this, then I'll be mildly irritated.
Hmm.
I'll probably be drunk, so I won't care. See, I've got it all planned out.
It's Nick Abbott, KG as ever.
Yeah, that's right. What now? Do you want a yoga ad, or should we go straight into the thing?
Well, let's not play spoof ads too close to the break, because it upsets people.
Oh, that's right. They'll want to know where they can buy the product.
Something like that.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, I'll take this one first, then we'll go in. Hello, you're on the air.
What kind of nonsense is this?
KRS-One, I believe.
Well done, well remembered.
Well, it's written up there right on the screen. KRS-One, it says. Now, that's what's happening.
It is.
Yo, 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 mama. We should give your mama a call,
Don't start that again.
Huh? Are you going to go see yo mama this Christmas?
No.
Are you?
No.
Are you?
No, I'm not.
Why not?
Because I've had a busy year.
Not speaking to your mama, eh?
No, I should be just stay out of it.
Good grief.
No, I'm going up to see her in January.
Right.
So that'll be nice.
Will it?
Well. Yes, it will. Of course it will.
Of course it will.
Stop trying to get me into trouble.
Pontypool. Hello, Tom.
Hi, all right.
Very well, thanks.
Nice. So, you retiring soon, aren't you?
Well, it sounds pretty good to me, yes. It's one possibility.
Yep. Hope you, how many years you got left in you?
None of us know. I think 2006 we all die.
Which is why it's a great time to retire.
Yeah. Might as well start living it up now.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know that Craig boy, don't you?
The who?
Craig, the posh kid.
Spoilt Craig.
Oh, yeah, spoilt boy, yeah.
I'm his friend.
Really?
He told me to ring you up.
Great.
I'm not spoiled like him, though.
Did he tell you to ring up about something, or just to ring up?
Just me.
Yeah, that sounds about right, yeah. So what have you been up to then, mate?
I've been Christmas shopping my uncle.
Christmas shopping, right. Haven't done a thing in that regard. Kev's bought me a present, haven't you, Kev?
Yes, I have.
You'll get nothing from me.
I know, well, I'm coming to realise it.
So what have you bought?
Well, you bought me...
No, what have you bought?
Oh, I bought my mum. One of these metal things, like, and this bloke will make her name out of it, like twisting all this metal around and stuff.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Those blokes who sit on the pavement and wind the people's names out of metal.
Yeah.
That's what you bought your mum?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm going to buy her a teddy bear.
And a teddy bear?
Yeah.
This will be the worst Christmas ever.
I can't afford it.
Hang on a second. You're saying you don't like the twisty metal things with the names?
Well, they're crap.
Damn it.
I think they're quite good.
Oh, please. You bought your present for your mother from somebody who sells stuff on the pavement.
Yeah. it's only £5.
Well, it's the gift that says you're not worth that much. Yes.
It's all I can afford.
£5? You spent £5 on that. It must have cost a penny to make.
It's the thought that counts.
Well, no, actually, it's the present that counts.
I'm not, yeah.
Because then you needn't give her anything. You just think about it.
Hmm.
That's appalling. What did you get your dad?
I haven't got him nothing yet.
Right, that's about right.
Mum comes first.
What's her name? I hope it's a really long name so you can get your money's worth.
Yeah, like Pocahontas.
Michelle. Yeah.
Right. Did you spell it right?
Yeah. M-I-C-H... No. H-E-double-L-E. tap it.
Yeah, that's what I thought. H-E-double-L-E. Yeah, say it loud. That's where you're going.
Huh?
Right, what else did you get?
That was about it.
That was about it.
My uncle bought me loads of stuff, though.
Go on.
Loads of T-shirts from Cardiff and stuff.
Yes.
New pair of trainers. A new watch. And a Ministry of Sound CD 2003.
Right.
The annual.
He must be really fond of you.
Yeah.
And what did you get him?
Well, nothing yet. He took me down in his new Audi TT.
Right.
Been saving up for.
I'm thinking something, but I'm not going to say it. Are you thinking the same thing, Kath?
Probably.
Yeah. Oh, well, I hope that you're very happy together.
Yeah, and you.
This Christmas.
And you. Hope you have a happy New Year as well.
You and the family. Yeah. And that they're not too desperately disappointed with the tripe that you bought them. I think your dad's a winner so far. You haven't got him anything. That would be my first choice. Can you not buy me anything as well?
Yeah, I'll buy you,
nothing.
What do you want?
No, I want from you nothing.
Okay.
There you go, it's a dream come true. Now I've finally got what I want.
So I guess you won't be getting that plane.
Marvellous. Okay, thanks a lot, mate.
That's all right.
It must be so much fun when those two get together, don't you think? It must be a riot of laughs and hijinks.
Mustn't it?
When they get together, yeah. I wonder if their bedrooms are painted black. God. Line one is on hold to stop people calling in on that line. Excellent move from our from the newbie on the phones.
Mm-hmm.
It's a call in Edinburgh. Hello, Brian.
Good morning, Nick.
Oh, God. Hello, mate.
How are you doing?
All right, thanks. You've got a website.
I don't know what you told me last night. I can't believe, it's unbelievable to hear this.
What?
Somebody's been telling me to do some funny jokes about me, is that it?
There's nothing funny about you, mate.
I want to ask you a question.
Yes, what's your query?
My query is, you can't go to the doctor and you cannot go to the chemist if you've been following and getting robbed.
What?
You can't go to the doctors and you can't go to the chemist if you're getting robbed.
Because you get robbed?
Robbed.
Robbed?
Yes.
By the doctor?
No. Robbed, after you get the doctor, give you a prescription for some tablets.
Yeah.
And then you go to the chemist and pick them up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get tagged.
And then they nick your tabs.
They take your tablets.
Huh. What tablets are you getting?
Oh, a mixture. My heart tablets, right. And any other tablets, that's it.
What do they take a lot? There's like, they're called jellies, aren't they? What are they?
That's Tamazepam.
Tamazepam, yeah, that's right. Yeah, he knows it all. Yeah.
And they go out for trying to rob you of all different kind of tablets.
Yeah. It's kind of the opposite of when they stand outside off licenses. You know, like school children, and ask if you can go in and buy them some alcohol.
Mm. Well, we should get some protection.
Well, you can get protection in the chemists. Yeah, you just have to be confident enough to ask for it, that's all.
I think it's on the shelf now.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Comes in a variety of sizes and flavours, as a matter of fact.
And textures.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Ribbed for her pleasure, yeah.
We should get some protection by the police because they're helping us.
I wouldn't want to involve them in that, would you?
Not at all.
You think so?
I think they're busy doing other things. They'd probably arrest you if you even asked.
Yeah. Plus, they might get embarrassed.
Oh, seriously, yeah.
Well, what can we can do with our tablets then if he's going to get the protection? We've got this thing on tablets.
Yes.
You can get them to hide your tablets in his helmet.
No way. Too many drug addicts around us these days.
I get it, right.
It's true, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. So, what kind of tablets are you getting there?
I take my heart tablets and now I'm sort of taking my sleeping tablets for night.
Sleeping, that's probably what they're after, yeah. Well, heart tablets, that will,
are they to... mixture in there.
Are they to pep you up or down?
Fine.
Is it to keep your heart going?
Keep my heart in good shape.
In good shape. Ship shape and Bristol fashion, yeah.
Stop me having another heart attack.
They'll probably, like, take you up and then take you down. Yeah. You're a bounty when you come out of the chemist, mate. I'd wear a disguise.
Oh, no. Well, this is Dr. Hydra. There's the Hydra tablets going in and getting the Hydra tablets away.
Yeah, put them down the front of your pants. They'll never look there.
Oh, no, no. That's embarrassing, mate.
Well, you don't have to take them out in public. You just pop them in there and, pop home.
I know.
That's something to think about.
I know. Especially if you're right here.
Or you could get them to wrap them so that you can eat them now.
You're going to sleep for weeks and weeks.
You might as well, if you're going to get them all, you might as well use them all. You know what I'm saying?
I want to ask you a question again. I don't believe the papers, all this tummy rot, all the papers say is a load of rubbish.
About what?
No, they told me a lot, but they said about what's going to happen in a couple of years' time or 10 years' time.
Yeah, yeah, 2006, and it's all over. Kaput.
No, I don't believe that what the paper says. It's going to tell me lot.
Well, we'll find out when we get there, eh?
Well, that's the reason he's still living.
That's right, yeah. Don't make any long-term plans.
About retire now, everyone. What Nick's doing.
Agreed. Oh, okay, mate. Nice speaking to you.
Have we helped you?
Yes, you helped me a bit.
not a lot.
It's nice to hear you this morning. It's so cheerful.
Yeah, not a lot, but a bit.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm glad to have done my part in your,
what
we call loosely term is a life. Okay. All right, Brian.
Okay, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Ta-ta.
Bye.
That was him himself.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
That call be on the internet in seconds.
The star
sure.
of his own website. Mm. Yeah, I should have asked him. He's still wearing cabbage on his legs. Hey, are you still there, mate?
Yes, give me my headset. Give me it.
What, sorry?
What is it?
What is what?
My website.
Oh, what's your website address? I've got no idea.
Well, you said it's something good.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. It's probably... it's under nickabbott.com. These people have got together and all these... nice net people who do sites about this, nickabbott.com, and then you'll be one of the sites that's listed under it.
Is there something good, very good?
I don't know, mate. Go and look yourself up.
I don't look it up. Where can I go to? Get to look up there.
Where can you look up yourself?
Yeah.
Library?
Probably not. You better not look up yourself in the library.
You might need a mirror.
Then the police will get interested, yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah, go ahead and look yourself up in the library, mate.
I'll be coming into your studio if it's crossing on you.
Okay, well, we're increasing security as we speak. But thanks for the warning.
Thanks, mate.
All right, cheers, mate. Ta-ra.
I'm going to buy you a meal.
Oh, you're going to buy me a meal?
Yeah.
Okay. Do that, but eat it yourself. Will you do that for me?
That'd be good in free time.
All right. Cheers, mate. Ta-da.
Cheers, thanks.
Bye-bye. I still didn't ask him if he had cabbage on his legs.
Is he still there?
Are you still there, mate?
Yeah!
Nick Abbott. So we have to take this normal call in Pontypool. Craig, sport.
Hello.
Craig.
Hello.
Hey,
how
cheery.
Tonight?
How are you, mate?
You okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. How are you?
Great. I'm okay.
Happy?
Yeah. Very.
Let's try keeping the pace up tonight, shall we, Craig?
Right, yeah. I was having a call tonight, except Nick hadn't mentioned about Tom buying that thing for his mum.
Right.
Yeah, just before I call in and talk.
About?
Anything, really.
Anything? All right, pick a topic out of the air. Surprise me.
Christmas.
Christmas, right?
Yeah, when you, Kev...
Yes.
When are you going to be giving Nick his present?
Yeah, when are you going to be giving me my present?
I would imagine it's likely to be the last moment of the last show.
What?
Well, yeah, it'll certainly be at some point on Thursday.
If you're near, though.
Why not now?
Because I don't have it with me. It'll be Thursday.
Is it big?
It's a reasonable size.
And how about the present?
Hooray!
So there it is, mate. Anything else?
Will you be putting it on air?
Will I open it on the air, or is this like a is it a sexual present?
Well, I think you can open
is
it on the air.
Is it for intimate moments?
I think you can open it on the
air. On the air we'll be opening. Excellent. I'm not getting you anything. I'm not joking about that.
I know.
Actually getting you anything at all.
That's okay. Yeah. I've known you for a long time, and I'm used to your ways.
Yes.
You can't do that, Nick.
What?
You have to give him something.
I'm not giving him anything, no. I've dragged him out of the gutter to this to this present position of, I don't know what he does here, but...
Yeah, thanks a lot, mate.
You didn't have to be there with him.
Do what?
You could be doing the show on your own.
Exactly, yeah, you see?
Yeah,
there's an idea.
Better than Kevin, huh?
Well,
and I thought you were an idiot, mate.
It is better with Kev, because, like, you know, just talking to people, I don't know, country like
I know, it's amazing. Previously I thought you were a fool, but you're speaking a lot of sense. Thanks a lot, mate.
No, Nick.
Yes?
Please don't go yet.
Please don't go.
Please. No, I mean, tonight. Like, I want to be on the air a bit more, like...
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we'll give you as much time as we've got, yeah? Time's up.
That's a shame.
This is Real Radio. I'm Nick Abbott. And how about a Christmas tune while we rack up those Ys, eh?
Why not?
Okay, so the numbers are, as I previously explained, we'll do a Christmas... How shall I do it now?
Hello.
Yes.
Sorry, a gentleman rang you up saying to find a word rhyming with mum.
Month.
Mum.
And what have you got?
Dumb.
No, it was month. M-O-N-T-H. Month.
All right.
Anyone could... anyone could...
All right.
Even someone from Ethernopia could think of a rhyme for mum. And it took him, what, like an hour?
Yeah.
But well done, mate.
The other one he mentioned, a word beginning with the same ending, is a palindrome.
Right.
Did you know that?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Okay, then.
In fact, I saw Ken Dodd at the Palindrome in Scarborough.
Was
he was excellent.
Was he?
Yeah. He came on and said, oh, isn't it great to be back in this shed? Two.
Why does my mum only let me play with my joystick in bed of an evening?
Three.
Why is G so brown?
Four.
Why is this song so good?
It isn't. Five.
Why, Zed.
Hey, I like it. I'll put you on hold.
Cheers.
Doesn't mean you've won.
No, it doesn't mean he's won yet. Okay. I'm going a bit too fast for the phone ops to sign people a line. And I don't want to be, just dialing people with when they don't know a line. We're getting up. Is that me? Anyway. And here we go. Two.
I want to whine about my miserable life for 20 minutes. Okay. Have I got the right number?
No. You want to call the other station. I'll put you on hold. I'll tell you who's doing that. On and on and on and on for 4 hours every night. Oh, my God. It makes you want to drive off the road. Three.
I want to listen to Elizabeth from Cheddar all day long.
Four.
I want you all to join in with us.
It's like that guy driving and he's got like...
I know. Six.
Hello, I want my Christmas bonus.
That was five, actually. Six.
I want Maureen.
One. I want close, no cigar. Three.
I want Santa's Big Sick.
You want what, sorry?
Santa's Big Sick.
Santa's Big?
Sick.
Sack. Right. Well, he's a busy man on Christmas Eve going around delivering presents to all the good boys and girls around the world.
Never mind all that. Just, I'll keep him on hold and you call Social Security. All right. Yeah.
Nick Abbott.
Now is the time to say goodbye.
Hello.
Now is the time to yield a sigh.
Yield it, yield it.
Now is the time to wear away.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.